Hello and welcome to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast, a podcast designed to help heart-centered service providers like you build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you. I'm your host, Becky McCleary, and I am so grateful that you are here. Now, while I love the freedom of having my own business, I can admit that being a solopreneur can sometimes feel lonely. And at the same time, I think that a lot of what we see online can actually hold us back from success because we slip into comparison and self-doubt. With this in mind, I wanted to have conversations with other solopreneurs. And so we're doing a special series. Each episode is short so that it's easy to listen whenever you need a little bit of encouragement. My hope is that these episodes will inspire you and remind you that you are not alone. This special series is brought to you by the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society, a close-knit, supportive mastermind and business community that goes beyond your regular business course or mastermind group. It's a movement transforming how women build their businesses through connection and collaboration. The women featured in this series are the types of women you'll find inside the society, and we'd love to have you join us. I invite you to learn more and apply to join our next cohort by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. In this episode, we're talking with Lutza Kazina, who is a website copywriter and content writer with 10 years of experience writing content. Currently, she's focused on helping women solopreneurs write copy that talks only to ideal fit clients and highlights their uniqueness. Welcome, Lutza. I am so grateful and excited to talk with you today. I am so grateful that you are able to join us and share your experience with us. Before we dive in, could you take just a few minutes and share more of your story with us? Tell us about what you do and how you found your way to this work.
Okay. I'm Lutza. I'm based in Croatia, Europe. I'm a website copywriter, and I specialize in writing copy for women solopreneurs. And the point is to position them as the most obvious and the best choice for their ideal clients. So the point of my copywriting is that the copy has to present my clients in the best possible way to their ideal clients, but in a way that also reflects their personality and their values. So the point is to have a website that's also aligned with their values and with their ideal clients.
I love that. And have you always been a writer, or is this something that you came to later on?
I've worked in marketing since 2015.
Okay.
So yeah, it's almost 10 years, but I wrote different types of content. So I did basically everything. I did social media. I did content writing, like blog posts, newsletters, email marketing, everything that has to do with writing in a marketing setting. So, but when I opened my business around one year ago, last October.
Okay.
I mean, October 2023.
Okay.
So almost 2 years ago, I decided that I wanted to, you know, go out on my own and be a solo business owner. So now, I mean, my business is still a baby, so, and there are still some struggles and good days, bad days, but generally I'm really, really, really happy with the direction I'm going in.
Wonderful. And I can also imagine that if you've been in marketing for 10 years or so, a lot of what you learned through that experience can help you with your clients and helping them to connect with their right fit clients as well.
Yeah, definitely. Because in marketing and especially in copywriting, you have to really be aware of other segments of marketing and especially human psychology, like what makes people click that buy button and stuff like that. I mean, the landscape has changed a lot since 2015, but the basics are always the same. So especially if you're a writer, so when it comes to psychology and writing, the basic principles are always the same. So things can change, but the basics will stay the same, but still you need to keep up with everything and stay up to date.
Yes, very true. Okay, well, so In your time in business, is there something that you know now that you wish you had known when you first started your business?
Well, I had a few situations where I would talk to leads, and when things started to sound like too good to be true, they were too good to be true. So when people are like full of promises, oh, we'll do that, we'll do this. I learned through experience, like it happened a few times since I opened my business, like, oh, that probably isn't going to happen. So so don't get your hopes high too soon. So everything has to be put into writing. It has to be like in a contract before you're sure you're going to work with that person. So
I think that's such good advice. I tell people, even after all these years, I don't consider a new client to actually be a yes, even if they verbally said yes, or they wrote an email yes, until the contract is signed and the invoice is paid, because all sorts of things can happen. So, yeah. So I think that's really helpful advice for all of us.
Yeah. Just to highlight, so things like that can happen due to unforeseen circumstances. So it doesn't have to be like people are really trying to, scam you or something, but just, I don't know, priorities change at the last minute, something in their private life happens. I don't know.
Yeah.
Lots of things can happen, so that's why it's important to, I mean, it's hard not to be happy, especially when you're at the beginning, running a business or doing something new, you know, but still you need to keep your cool and wait until the contract is signed or...
Yes.
Or the invoice is paid, like you said.
Yeah. And I would also say on with that, you're going to get no's. In order to get some yeses, you're going to get some people that just doesn't go anywhere. And if you cannot take it personally, that will be more helpful to you. It's just part of business. Not everyone is going to say yes. And that doesn't mean anything about you. It just means it wasn't the right fit at that time. If you can learn to keep moving forward, I find that has been most helpful. So in your time in business, is there a piece of advice that you have received that was really helpful, or maybe a lesson you learned along the way that was really helpful for you?
Well, when it comes to like things to keep in mind, people tend to talk about, especially on social media, how, I don't know, being the owner of your own time and being your own boss is like so liberating. And they only talk about the highlights, and there really are some highlights, and I don't deny that. But still, there are some, you know, like stuff that needs to be more talked about. And so that's why I think it's important to highlight that it's important to have like a safety net. So whether it's financial, whether it's like you have a place to live. So it's very important to be, to have plan B, let's say. So in case things go wrong, because things can always go wrong and life happens, world events happen.
Yes.
I mean, we live in a very interesting time, and as the Chinese saying goes, so there always needs to be at least some kind of safety net. So that's very important.
I think that's helpful advice to keep in mind, is to have that, that safety along the way. And I think that's one of the things with being a business owner is like, yes, there are definite benefits, and you don't have that guaranteed paycheck every couple of weeks that you can depend on. And so, yes, having some safety built in some way is a good idea. So if someone is listening right now and they are feeling maybe frustrated in their business or discouraged, what advice would you give to them?
Well, firstly, I say I can relate to them because I also get frustrated, especially I'm still at this some kind of beginning. I have some experience running my solo business, and I learned a lot. But there are frustrating periods or days, and I think the most important thing in those moments is to just like take a break, No, like take a walk. Because when you're a writer, you have to use your brain a lot. So even if it doesn't seem like you're working, you're thinking about how to write this, how to write that, doing market research, doing competitor research, you read, you edit, you educate yourself every day, and you can really burn out so easily. So and it's totally normal. You get frustrated at some point in time, especially if you're not getting the results you want to get. Mm-hmm. And related to that, I think it's also important to have like not too high goal posts. This is something you can reach that's not like go step by step. So, and then your frustration threshold will be lower. Well, I mean higher. So
yes,
I think that also ties in nicely with what I'm about to say. So yeah, take a break and take a rest, because your head is much clearer when you're not frustrated, when you took a rest, when you did something else, because you also have to have a private life. So it's very easy to just focus on the business, especially when you're building it, when you're scaling it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I'm like, you are so much further ahead of where I was when I was, you know, just the first couple of years in my business, because I just remember that, I don't know, my mindset was, well, I just have to work harder. I just have to work longer. And I can remember there were so many nights I was up way too late trying to get things done in my business. Yeah. And I can't say that any of that was worth it. And so I think your advice that, you know, if you are feeling frustrated, take a break. Because I have found it took me a lot longer to learn this. But when you do that, often that's where the ideas will start to come in and you will start to get more clear on how to move forward. And it's also just healthy for us to have that break. And a lot of us chose to work for ourselves because we wanted to have a certain lifestyle. And I don't think that lifestyle was working all of the time. And so, yes, it's just healthy to have that balance and to give yourself some space as well. So thank you.
Yeah. So I just wanted to piggyback on what you said. You mentioned how you didn't come to this conclusion when you were at the beginning of your business. I think now it's a bit easier to do that because the climate is like different. Because more and more people talk about how they burnt out, how the mindset isn't the best thing ever. So it's very important to also be surrounded by people who are not. You just have to work hard 12 hours a day, and you'll succeed. So work smarter, not harder.
Yes, such good advice. Thank you so much. Well, I want to be mindful of everyone's time. And I know there are going to be some listeners who are thinking that they want to learn more from you. They want to connect with you. So where can listeners connect with you beyond this interview?
I'm active on LinkedIn.
Okay.
They can find me on LinkedIn. So Luca Cosino. So it's spelled like Luca. And I also have a website. They can see my offers there. So website copywritings. I offer website copywriting services, Bebop, not with two E's, like a B, dot agency, and that's about it. Those are my two main channels.
Perfect. And we will have links to those right by this recording. So on the same page. So it's very easy for everyone to find. So I encourage everyone listening to connect with Luca beyond this interview. And I just want to thank you again so much for your time and for being with us here today.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Thank you so much for joining us and listening to the Solopreneur Sisterhood podcast. I hope this episode has offered you some encouragement, some insight, and some new ideas to support you in building a business that works for you. And if you're ready for deeper support and love the idea of connecting and collaborating with other heart-centered service providers, I'd love to have you join us in the Solopreneur Sisterhood Society. You can learn more and apply to join our next group by visiting thesolopreneursisterhood.com/society. Remember that our world needs you, your gifts, your vision, and your work. And I'm cheering you on as you bring your vision to life and build a purposeful, profitable, and sustainable business that supports what matters most to you.